You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What store just has such a distinct smell that even if you were blindfolded, someone kidnapped you, brought you to that store, and you're like, I know what store I'm in right now. I can tell you my location. 314-531-9898. What store is it for you? Hannah, this was your mom's idea, right?
Yeah, my mom actually brought this to me because her answer is like so definitive. She says that no matter what, if she was blindfolded and she walked into like either Home Depot or Lowe's, she would know exactly where she was.
I wrote down Home Depot and Lowe's.
We love those stores.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. I actually don't love those. I hate them. And I went through a remodel and had a bunch of repairs. That's why I know it so well. So I'm actually the opposite. I despise it. If I walked in, they'd be like, oh, I hate this smell. I know exactly where I'm at.
Lots of people are already texting in stuff like obvious, like Bath and Body Works or Yankee Candle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are a given.
Okay, this doesn't count as a store, but I just want to get it off my chest because it pisses me off so much. So you guys are going to ding me on it not being a store. Subway. When you go into Subway, you cannot get it off your clothes for like, it's like 3 washes.
I feel like that's every like fast food place though.
No, Subway, there's something even like more intense at Subway. Like I do agree every fast food place, but man, go into Subway. Today, challenge it. Go into Subway, Hannah. Just walk in, get yourself like a nice little cookie or something. Don't spend a lot of time there. I guarantee I'll be able to smell it on you on Monday.
Yeah, but it's a good smell.
No,
it's the worst. It's worse.
No, I'm not even going to argue recently that it's like the sandwich smell. Recently, when I've been going into like the newly remodeled Subways, you know, they're like redoing all of them.
They still smell like the old ones.
No, it smells like cleaner, but too much cleaner. Almost like dog. I don't know. It's been making me
nauseous.
I can
smell Barnes & Noble's.
Yes.
I thought that was another
all
one.
The books.
Yep. PetSmart.
Dang,
you can actually smell what section you're in.
Yeah.
Reptiles, you're like, yep, I know where I'm at.
The one my wife loves thrifting, so Goodwill.
Goodwill definitely
has
a
very, very distinct smell.
Yes.
And my wife loves to go thrifting. Okay, what are they for you? 314-531-9898. You're blindfolded. Someone walks you into a store. What store? You're like, I know it. We can go to the next store because I already know what store I'm in. We want to take your calls on this while we're commercial free. What store, if you walked into it blindfolded, you just instantly know I'm in that store because of the smell? 314-531-9898. Some stores, man, they just have such a distinct smell. You could walk in blindfolded. Hannah's mom is actually talking about this, and I have it for different reasons than her. She says she knows what?
She says that she knows the smell of like Lowe's and Home Depot, like the back of her hand.
Yeah, I feel like
no matter what, she knows that.
I went through repairs and I know nothing about that stuff. I like lived at Home Depot, so I'm like, oh my God, I'm back here. And can somebody help me find the wrench? Because I've never been to Home Depot and not have to ask for help.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm always lost. I don't know any of those tools.
That's better than the guys that like refuse to ask for help and they're in there for hours.
I'm going to find it. I know it's here.
No, I literally could go in for like a light bulb and I'm like, why is there 16 soft lights, medium soft, this? I'm like, Can someone help me? And then you know what I wanted to have a bone to pick is Subway. I feel like you can never get it off your clothes. Kelly, you have an explanation of why Subway has such a distinct, strong smell?
Because it's just nasty.
I haven't been to Subway in a long time, but I actually like eating Subway. But there's something about the smell. It's like the same as campfire. I am wearing a hat for when I went like camping last weekend. I'm like, oh, I can still smell a campfire on my hat. You can't get it off.
So weird. Really? I've never noticed that, and I love Subway.
Yeah, I think it smells like baking fresh bread.
I don't have a problem. I'm not saying it smells bad. I'm just saying it's strong.
It's strong?
Yeah, you can't get it out.
And Kelly, you agree with this?
I do. It's the yeast. And so I worked for Subway as a district manager for 10 years in Denver.
Oh wow.
And by the end of the day, not only did I smell like Subway, but my car did from going in and out of all the stores. And it was really hard to get rid of, but yeah.
But you sold that car and you got rid of it, so you can.
But when I still go to Subway to this day, it's just instant memories that come back because of that smell. You're right; it doesn't go away.
That's funny.
Wow.
Kelly's like trying to meet like a friend. Like, oh, you used to work at Subway. Why? I know.
Yeah, we just know.
Liz, there's a distinct store smell for you. Which store has a distinct smell? Liz?
Oh, it's me. Abercrombie and Hollister. I can smell that in my sleep. I worked there for a long time. I think it's still in my nose to this day.
Yeah, that cologne spray.
Oh, my God.
That was smells crazy.
Like teenage boy spray. Like, right, you could smell it like as you get to the mall. Like,
yep.
That's the reason they had to close malls down is because that's it was like gas through the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, when I first started there, we didn't have the budget to spray it from the ceilings like they did in the later days. So we had to walk around every 30 minutes with a big bottle, and it was the room spray, and we sprayed the mannequins in the air.
No way!
Wow!
Somebody, we would be like, I'll spray you too.
That's hilarious.
First off, I knew it had a strong smell. I didn't know they did really have
you're
a glow.
Pumping
like,
it in.
Pumping
every
it in
30
like,
minutes?
Yeah. Wow. Every 30 minutes you guys were walking. I thought people just like people who shop there just wear too much cologne. So that was a real thing. They were just like pumping it like a gas chamber.
Yes. Yes. And then eventually they upgraded to sealing kind of one of those automatic sprays. And that would go off every 30 minutes instead of us walking around.
Kevin, is more of a reference for you. Like Batman Begins, doesn't that guy have to put a mask on and like spray people?
Oh, Bane?
No, like in the first one, the Scarecrow guy.
Oh, the Scarecrow.
And it makes him go crazy.
His fear toxin.
Yeah, his fear toxin. That was created because of Hollister.
Wow.
They were walking around just spraying people with fear toxin.
We're connecting a lot of dots here.
Right, yeah.
Man, this is a smelly show.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the heroes of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.